This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Martin will be here at 11. Kenny Rice, NBC Sports at 11:20. I want to give a shout-out to a couple local baseball products who are tearing it up. Jacob Brenz, he is from Parkway South, and we've done some stories on him. He was one of these guys, Brian, that he got invited right before his senior year of high school. And, you know, he was a good player, but he went to Jupiter because he had a pretty good arm, and he touched like 95, 96 on the gun going into his senior year. Then all of a sudden, he just blew up. He went like from a good player to like a guy that everybody wants to watch and, you know, all the scouts. So right now, he just got the word, I think yesterday, that he's been promoted to AAA. He's in the Pirates organization with the Indianapolis Indians. He's pitched 11 innings. His ERA is 0.77. He's given up one run on five hits. He's got 13 Ks, I believe. His fastball is a lefty. It's 94 to 97. And he's really just learning to pitch, not to throw. Andy Bennis did some really nice work with him in the offseason. So that is huge news for Jake Brenz, and we wish him well. The pride of Parkway South. He could be in the major leagues soon. And then there's a young man, Kevin Graham, who played with Dom last year at Westminster. He went to Ole Miss. I'm watching the SEC game of the week over the weekend. He hits a home run on Saturday at LSU. We're talking about an 18 or 19-year-old freshman. Then he comes back and hits another one on Sunday. Back-to-back homers as a freshman in the SEC. He now has seven home runs. His dad is the greatest hitting coach I've ever been around. And, boy, it's great to see Kevin have an immediate impact in college baseball. I think he's going to be a major leaguer, too. All right. We want to read a couple of texts there.
Frank, with as much money as free agents want, I have never understood why they don't go to locations where tax situations are better for them. I'm not giving California, New York, that much money, the salty pretzel.
It's a good point. So, like, if Kevin Durant leaves, he'd make a little bit more. Like, if, Florida would be a place where the income tax would not be there, right?
I'm waiting for the owner, the first owner, to, in order to try to attract better free agents, to lobby state governments to cater wealth taxes better to allow that. Because that's the next frontier.
Boy, could you imagine the Board of Aldermen protesting that?
I mean, the rich need to be richer. That's the bottom line.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Wow.
You know, if you lower taxes on the wealthy, we'll get better free agents.
Stephen Wildwood with a provocative text. We spent the day on the Tam Avenue patio, got some Max burgers. Now, that is a great call.
I have never been to Max. I've heard it's phenomenal.
Oh, you
have never had it.
I went there Friday.
You did?
I did.
Double cheese, triple cheese?
I guess it was Thursday, excuse me. I got the double cheese. Yeah. Got the pepper jack cheese with the pickle mustard.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
Gosh, it's unbelievable. And then he said several Blues wives sat next to us, and they're all easy on the eyes. The person who invented Lululemon with the mesh should get the Nobel Peace Prize. Well played, Stephen Wildwood. As I've said before about Lululemon, if I'm a woman and I want to improve any part of my physique, I don't go get plastic surgery. I go to Lululemon because those clothes improve the physique. Doug's prison wallet, Pareko, the second deadliest assassin in Dallas history. Well played.
I tweeted something similar like that over the weekend, too. On the snipe.
Oh, you did?
Second biggest snipe, or the biggest snipe since, and then, you know, we can all guess which one I'm referring to.
What about this, guys? I don't think Kenny Albert is anti-Blues. I just think he's not good at his job.
I think Kenny Albert's good.
Yeah.
I think he's good pretty much no matter what sport he does. He's a well-rounded guy.
What about you, Plowsy?
Oh, here we go. Plowsy's side. That means a take's coming.
Oh, my goodness.
No, yeah. there's no take here. And really no comment.
Wow, so you don't like him.
So, you think he's bad?
No, he's all right. He's just not my cup of tea. Same with Nance in football. Love him in golf. I find him very blasé on CBS Sports when it comes to football. So in kind of that same, he's a legend. I respect what he does. It's just not my cup of tea as far as commentary.
I don't know. When I hear Jim Nance's voice, it's that big game feel to it. I think his basketball's fine, too.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys. I love the Buck Aikman. I know there's a lot of people that don't like that. But I would prefer, if I'm watching football, it'd be them over Jim Nance. I just feel the excitement level there, and they have a good back-and-forth rapport. So
Al Michaels and Collinsworth is good. I know Collinsworth is not everybody's cup of tea, but I like a guy not afraid to criticize and go after people.
They weren't very intelligent, I guess, on the call, but Pat Summerall with John Madden will never be beat for me. It's my heyday of watching NFL football.
But if you think Jim Nance is blasé,
hilarious.
Yeah, but if you think Jim Nance is blasé, how could you not think Pat Summerall was?
But he had that Madden vibe to it, to where he throws some random stat out there, and then Summerall half ignores him and goes to the next play. That's very dry comedy that I think we're lacking.
Warner to Prohl, touchdown.
Warner. That's funny, I mean, right there. That's
Adam Vinatieri hit a 50-yard field goal to win the Super Bowl. Good. Gosh.
I love that duo, though. I don't think that could be beat for me.
Now, I'll tell you, the controversial person in this broadcast for NBC Sports has been Pierre Maguire. Nobody seems to like him.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know if he's, I try not to get involved in partiality for broadcasters. Like Ray King saying he's sucking up, in a different euphemism, to the Dallas Stars organization. I do think name pronunciation is important. And I find it so odd for Pierre that he cannot get Pietrangelo's name right. Pietrangelo. Pietrangelo, he's not a rookie. Yeah. He's been around the league for a long time. He's played in, I know not the biggest stage, but has played in enough big games, of which Pierre has called, that for him not to get his name right, I think it's just off and not right.
And I think a certain broadcaster in town brings that up on Twitter.
Yes. And I know Pang's a nice guy, and I think he's friendly with Pierre Maguire. I'm sure he's told him, hey, just a heads up, it's Pietrangelo. That's how you pronounce it.
We'll take a short time out. Martin, when we come back.